Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so ditch or date. When you're going out with somebody and you haven't seen them naked, I mean, you've been naked together. He's just making sure you don't see him naked for 2 years. Is it time to ditch or continue to date?
She wants to know, should she ditch a date? Make a move or wait? Should she keep him or dump him? She wants to know.
Ditch or date. Abby has the email.
Burt Show, I'm in a bit of a strange situation with my boyfriend, and I'm not sure how to handle it. We've been together for 2 years now, and I've never seen him naked. At first, I just thought he was a little shy, but as we started playing piano, I noticed that he always wanted the lights off and to be under the covers. Even when he has to shower, he locks the doors so I can't come in, and when he's getting dressed, he does it in another room. I'm not sure if this is a body image issue or what, but after 2 years, I find it odd and a little concerning. Has anyone been in a similar situation with their partner? How did you handle it? Did it turn out to be a body image issue or something else entirely? I really care about him, but I don't want this to be a long-term issue in our relationship. I want to be able to communicate with him and help him work through whatever might be causing him to feel this way. So far, I've tried to broach the topic a few times, but he always seems to change the subject or get defensive. I don't want to push him too hard and make him uncomfortable, but I also don't want to ignore the issue and hope it goes away on its own. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. How do I bring this up in a way that doesn't make him feel attacked? How do I help him feel more comfortable in his own skin around me? Thanks in advance.
I grew up in a house where nobody was naked. I mean, you aren't shamed for being naked. It was just like nobody was ever naked, right? So I think only until recently have I been comfortable around my fiance naked, like walking around the house or whatever. I think absolutely. You don't, as a guy, you just don't know how you stack up against other guys, right? So I was probably insecure about that. And I just never felt comfortable with it until somebody came along and really built my confidence in that area. But, I mean, it wasn't this drastic. But
this
I understand
is extreme.
This is really extreme.
I mean, the fact that when they're being intimate, the lights have to be off. He's got to be under the covers. He's locking the door to the bathroom. It's a conversation that needs to be had, and I understand that you want to be delicate because you don't. It sounds like, and we're making assumptions here because we don't know that we are dealing with like his insecurities and a body image issue. So you definitely don't want him to feel attacked. I would just try to get again. I'm all about the why. Have a conversation with them and be like, hey, I've noticed XYZ and I just wanted to talk to you about it and get a better understanding of why you feel the need to do these things.
If somebody I was dating came to me and said, hey, I've kind of noticed this insecurity in you, I think it would actually make me a little bit more insecure. Like, because then I'd be thinking like, oh my gosh, I really have been avoiding this. I really have been, you know, dodging lights and stuff. And so I almost wonder if maybe you just run in an affirmation direction, like really just build him up and say, hey, like, I think this part of your body is like so sexy. Oh, you look so good in that shirt. Mm-hmm. And maybe just slowly over time, he'll start to feel more confident and he'll turn the lights on next time you get busy.
I think she's got to let this one go. Because, I mean, it's an insecurity that he has. For whatever reason, he has it. I can't speculate as to why. I know a lot of men are kind of insecure in this situation for a lot of what Bert said, the stacking up, the mental things that you go through. But she says she's tried to broach the topic a few times and he's gotten subjective or defensive, which tells me that this is something he has to work on within him. I don't really think there's anything that she can do to make him comfortable in his own skin. I think he'll come around to it at some point, give him time. But I don't think you should keep bringing it up because it's going to make it worse.
You know, in a similar way, I think that women feel insecure about their bodies based on a lot of images they see. I think in this area, it might be similar for a dude. You go online, and if you're going to some of those websites and the guys are very impressive, if you're naked walking around the house, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I don't look like that. And she is not going to be impressed by this whole thing.
You ain't even got to go online today. You go on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
There's a lot of pressure on guys to look a certain way, and people don't often talk about it. The focus is usually on women, but men feel that pressure, absolutely. But this was me in my relationship. No lights on, couldn't see me like that, couldn't even see me without makeup. And a lot of the time, it took me a while to get comfortable. So I think Abby's idea of those affirmations, not even being like, don't address it, just start working in that stuff. Because I had a partner who made a comment about my body. And so it really like made me feel like I couldn't be exposed. I just shut down and hid myself because I was like, I don't want to be exposed like that when I'm already in the most vulnerable position with somebody. And then to have that brought up. So I think Abby's got the winning strategy.
A lot of a guy's ego is built in this area right here. And if somehow, some way, you can help him in that ego area, it will go a very long way. A very, very long way.
The Bert Show.